or other. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Cindy Sheehan, running for the House of Representatives against Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi, joins us in T-minus 2 hours. I have a just vast array of vital news and information I want to cover in the 2 hours we have before she joins us for an hour. I am going to open the phones up in this hour and the next hour, also with Cindy Sheehan, for the next three. 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. And we will get you up and on the air today on any subject or topic that you wish to discuss. Now, their NIST, the National Institutes of Standards and Technologies, the little federal group that has a whole bunch of thermite explosives experts and intelligence operatives running it. A couple months ago, their final report was leaked, and they admitted it was their report, and were very mad about it being leaked. By leaked, their website was basically hacked, and it was brought forward. So we already have the report, and then they scurried around and were trying to revise it. That is coming out Thursday. Now, they said they were going to release this in 2005, 2006, 2007, early 2008, and then now they're saying they're doing, and they've announced before they're going to release it in a few days, and then they have to get their lies straight and don't. But it'll probably be very similar to the last draft report. They're calling this one a draft. It's always a draft, so they can change lies. In the report, they say that they don't know why the towers fell, and it wasn't the fuel oil tank. It wasn't bad construction. It wasn't fire. We'll see what they do here. Also, that 25% of the building was not scooped out. That's all admitted. Back in Fable Dennis, we have the front of the building. They say it was scooped out, and nothing scooped out. A few windows are knocked out on the bottom floor. Boy, that's scooped out. We have video inside of there. It's just incredible deception. I'm lining up Kevin Ryan, Stephen Jones, and others to talk about this Thursday and Friday. We're going to have Burmese pop in. All next week, Burmese is going to be in studio. I am going to be driving out to Denver this weekend, and I'll be there on the ground because that's going to be probably where the fireworks are, with the police state, the secret camp, and the rest of it. And I pray I don't get arrested. I'm really getting tired of getting manhandled and taken to jail and slammed around. But we'll see what happens. This country's so far gone, you try to videotape cops from 100 yards away, they just come over and talk to you like you're a pile of horsemaner and just with pleasure arrest you. So I just feel sorry for them when they're doing it. This country's so far gone. I just want to resuscitate it. I was having nightmares all last night. I was on Coast to Coast AM, and then I went to sleep. And then I was just having these nightmares all. It was like case after case. You know, you ever have dreams where they just go on all night? It's not just glimpses of dreams. It's like long, drawn-out dreams. And it wasn't my children, except in one of the dreams, being grabbed by CPS. It was other people's children. And the dreams were so detailed. It'd be like I'd have a bird's-eye view of a guy pulled over who has an expired driver's license for whatever reason. And the police find out he's got an expired driver's license, and then they take the two, you know, 3 and 5 years old that look like children out of the back of the car. They're crying. They put them in a CPS van, and the father is taken to jail, and the car is impounded. And then it would be inside the CPS facility with these sacks of pus. And I'd be looking at their faces in the dream and watching them interrogate the kids and not give them food till they lie about their parents. And the CPS, the dolls, saying, "Do they touch you here?" And then, of course, children have all been cleaned or had their diaper changed, and they say yes. And then the children being taken, and then it would cut back in the dream with the parents crying and freaking out and went on. It was like years of this last night. I was just seeing all this evil. Of course, it was manufactured in my mind, but it was all based on real cases of what they really do. And then I woke up at like 6:38 saying, "I got to get out of this country. I got to get out of here. I got to get out of here."
HempUSA.org is now offering free shipping worldwide to better serve our customers. Our goal is to get these fine hemp products to you in the least amount of time so you can enjoy what the powder seeds and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has a warning that the U.S. food supplies are dangerously low, and we urge you to protect your family with hemp storable foods today. Tomorrow may be too late. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. This incredible food source is loaded with enzymes so your body can digest the food you eat. And it creates an alkaline environment where cancer can't grow and parasites cannot live, and brings funguses, viruses, and bacterial levels down and to a halt. Try our powder seeds and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. If the body has the proper nutrition, it will heal itself. Ask yourself, why does our government not allow this crop to grow in the U.S.? This product is also great for pets and animals. Call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org today.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
If this is your paycheck and this is your debt, what are your options? File bankruptcy and tread water the next 7 years? Or make a call for Care One Credit Counseling Services and start getting out of debt today. A Care One Credit Counseling Agency can help you get immediate relief from stress caused by debt, and you'll have one lower monthly payment instead of the pile you have right now. Call a Care One agent today, and you can start saving hundreds of dollars in fees and interest payments. Care One agencies have helped over 4 million people get out of debt, and they can help you too. Call 800-498-2981, 800-498-2981, and find out how you can lower your monthly payments up to 57%. One 15-minute phone call can change your life. Call 800-498-2981, 800-498-2981.
Provider and licensing details are available.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, I'm going to get into world news now, and after the bottom of the hour, we'll start taking your phone calls, maybe even earlier than that. Nukes unlikely to be affected by Musharraf leaving. Associated Press, Pervez Musharraf's departure from the presidency is unlikely to have a significant impact on how Pakistan's nuclear weapons are controlled. Experts say a 10-member committee, and not just the president, make decisions on how to use them and how to complete meltdown in governance. And only a complete meltdown in governance, still a distant prospect in Pakistan, could put the atomic bomb in the hands of extremists. Pakistan's nuclear assets are not one man's property, said Maria Sultan, a defense analyst and director of the London-based South Asia Strategic Stability Institute. Any politician in transition in Pakistan will have no effect on Pakistan's nuclear assets because it has a very strong custodial control. The committee known as the National Command Authority is served by a military-dominated organization with thousands of security forces and intelligence agents who personnel are closely screened. The nuclear facilities are tightly guarded. Now, let me just give you the facts. You can go pull all this up if you'd like. The United States and England, as well as some help from Israel, but mainly England and the U.S., in the mid-90s began giving AQ Khan Laboratories, based in Pakistan, as their front, the components, the centrifuges, the materials to successfully build atomic bombs. Then the West, England, the U.S., Israel again, helped give them the medium-range missiles that have 3,000 kilometer ranges. That's more than 2,000 mile ranges. You can draw a 2,200, 300 mile circle. You can go look at different geopolitical and governmental sites that break this down. You can see, or just type into Google, the nuclear reach of Pakistan's missiles, or the reach of Pakistan's nuclear tip missiles. You can pull up all those maps. But they can hit a lot of countries. They can hit Russia. They can hit India. They can hit China. They can hit Iran. But they can reach out further than that. They can hit Israel. But that's supposedly okay. That's supposedly all right if they can hit Turkey. It's okay if they can hit Georgia. It's okay if they can hit Afghanistan and scores of other nations. That's all right. It's a nuclear Iran that we have to worry about, the media tells us, when Iran has been totally inspected by the UN, given into global government, has no nuclear program, but the AP and everybody else run these deceptive headlines every day saying Israel may attack Iran's nukes. And then in the bottom of the article it says peaceful reactors that can't be used to purify uranium to a level to be used in the crudest of weapons. Just a fact, but why give the public the facts when you can tell them that Russia attacked Georgia? Or you can tell the public that there's never been mercury in vaccines and later admit there's mercury in vaccines and say it's good for you. I mean, they just lie, 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 or say that vaccines are the law to take when it's not the law. And I use that as an example just of the, or there are WMDs in Iraq and create fake Niger uranium documents. They just lie, lie, lie. If you had a neighbor, if you had a spouse, if you had a cousin, if you had a business partner who lied and 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 cheated and backstabbed, wouldn't you stop dealing with them? Well, actually, no. It's not just that we've become acclimated to accepting lies by our own government and lies by our local governments. We've now accepted lies from our bosses and lies from our employees and lies from our spouses and lies from our neighbors. And lies from the media. It's just become a, yeah, they all lie, but then no one really knows what the truth is and just doesn't do any studying and just kind of says, oh, you can't believe anything. And that's the more astute people. More often than not, you run into populations who say, well, I choose the reality I want to believe. I choose to believe Barack Obama. I choose to believe John McCain. I choose to believe that they run things, or that's one lie. Or I choose to believe they're not puppets. I choose to believe they're good guys. I choose to believe that George Bush is a good Christian conservative. I choose to believe Bush when he tells me that they're not having warrantless spying on American people, and he promised in press conferences, then it came out a month later he was lying, and then said, okay, we are spying on you retroactively, pass a law so we're not felons. We accept the lies when Denver says there's no secret camp a week and a half ago. That's a conspiracy theory. That was in the news. Oh, there's rumors of secret roundup plans and secret detention centers. People said, well, wait a minute, there's federal grants for this. Oh, they found the location to the grant. They went out there. Local independent media. We are changing others. And there they are. Can hold 5,000 people, barbed wire fences inside, concertina wire. And it says electroshock devices used in this area, letting you know, we're going to shock you. There's signs up. We're going to put you in a camp you couldn't keep dogs or horses in, and we're going to shock you. We're going to drive buses in and run them to make you sick, and the cops stand around laughing outside where everybody vomits. We're going to hit you with carbon monoxide. We're going to have people go to the hospital. We're going to put you in a 70-year-old bus terminal with 3 inches of chemicals on it. And I went to the New York jail, and they were releasing them after 2 days in the camp, Pier 57. And I watch the huge boils and red chemical burns, and it's all real funny. And I'd walk up 100-something yards, it's all in martial law. 911 rides the police state, cop comes over, I'm across 2 streets behind barricades, videotaping, he runs over and goes, what are you doing here? Get the hell out of here. What are you doing here? Well, we're here for this. I told you, shut up. I told you, shut up. That's America. They did the same thing to We Are Change. They told CBS, get out of here. This is secret. You, the slaves, you see, the police call us civilians. That's military terminology. Mayors call us. Governors call us civilians. They've been introduced to a military terminology, military culture. Now the FEMA emergency centers are in every city, merging the police departments under federal control with the firemen and emergency management. The Washington Post comes out Friday and says, yeah, they're about to pass a law openly turning the local departments into intelligence agencies to spy on the citizens. It's already going on criminally. They're already breaking the law, having the military and the state police spy on anybody and everybody, unless they're real terrorists. I mean, if you're real hijackers, you know, working at military bases and riding around with Nick Berg, who later got his head sawed off, and all the rest of this, oh, that's all ignored. If you call the FBI 50 times saying these people are hijackers, they plan to attack, the FBI was told stand down because, no, those were just agents out to parrot and, quote, test security is what they've been told. Just like the Navy SEALs and the FBI and others practice attacking their own embassies, practice trying to sneak bombs through airports. See, that's the cover story. And if I was you police and military, I wouldn't take part in those drills because sometimes they're going to have you really go on the plane and then it's going to blow up and they're going to say, Tom Jones or Bill Simon or whatever the hypothetical name is, yeah, he was a white American Al-Qaeda. He went on the plane and blew it up. And you're taking part in the drill. That's one of their favorite ways to set you up. We're dealing with some smart devils here. But I already digress. Pakistan is completely run by U.S. and British intelligence. The military runs it. Musharraf was just a front man. The people don't want him anymore, so they're going to put a new front man in front of everybody's eyes. Period. The committee known as the National Command Authority is served by a military-dominated organization with thousands of security forces and intelligence agents whose personnel are closely screened. Britain's been running that country for 150 years. The nuclear facilities are tightly guarded. The reality is that Pakistan's government exists on different levels. One is the level existed and works in the control of its nuclear weapons. See, that's the shadow government. That's the continuity of government. Same thing here. And it was continuity of government that ran the 9/11 attacks with their clients out of England and Israel and some major defense contractors. And that's what Jason Burmese's new film, Fabled Enemies, now available. It covers Israel, Pakistan, England, how they all nexus together. One motley crew, U.S. intelligence, carrying out the attacks. You want to know how it was done? You want to know how they did it? This film covers it. You can order it now at InfoWars.com. Fabled Enemies ships in just 12 days. You'll be able to see it September 1st at PrisonPlanet.tv in super high quality. Get your membership today, only 15 cents a day, and see Terror Storm and Endgame and Truth Rising and my weekly TV reports, and get the last hour of this show that we always do as a live video feed. We have other special guests. Sometimes we've done 4 hours of a live video feed for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers with the video cam, the document cam, exclusive video streamed at PrisonPlanet.tv live first. We also archive the hour we do every day live, sometimes more, at PrisonPlanet.tv. Sunday show we videotape and put up on the web, the local TV show I do. All of it with your PrisonPlanet.tv membership. And yes, your support of PrisonPlanet.tv funds the servers and so much of what we do. And this isn't your daddy's internet. We've got two big CDNs, content distribution networks that are very expensive. The CDNs alone are $14,000 a month. The money comes in here and it goes right back out, ladies and gentlemen, to give PrisonPlanet.tv members the best videos, the best downloads in super high quality. And then we use those CDNs to power the other sites, and without it, we couldn't operate. So I want to thank all of you out there for your support as PrisonPlanet.tv members. And we're trying to up the ante. We're trying to gear up the new office and get the personnel in and move forward. But we have such a skeleton crew that it's so hard to even hire the new people. I'm not complaining. I'm saying we're moving as fast as we can. It's easy to dream. It's easy to talk. It's hard to actually get things done. Especially when you have packs of do-nothing ne'er-do-wells who I never even think about, ranging around schizophrenically thinking I'm obsessing on them or doing something to them. I could care less. All these rinky-dink other networks and other hosts. I mean, one of my YouTube videos every day is bigger than what you do in a week. all of you combined. It's a joke. We dwarf you. It's like we're the planet Jupiter and you're a tiny asteroid. Get it? We don't care about you. We're moving forward against the New World Order.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
It is now time to rein in evil and bring them to justice. Through the authority that has been delegated to us, it is time to destroy the destroyers. The number of the mounted troops was 200 million, the vast majority of the population of the U.S. Though the people of the U.S., where their numbers and influence are strongest, have primary responsibility for reining them in and bringing them to justice, all nations will participate since they reside the world over. They are called Illuminati, elite, proponents of the New World Order. They oppose everything that is God and truth. They are of the line that was disinherited 2,000 years ago. Everything they have built over the centuries, the wealth they have accumulated, the power they have established, the poisoning of the masses, the destruction of the earth and mankind, we will undo through the authority that has now been delegated to us. Visit our website at unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com. The message of his kingdom.
Every week, thousands of violent crimes are committed. Don't let yourself become a statistic. Be smart. Be safe. Trust pepper spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Pepperspray.com has great news for outdoor enthusiasts. Now you can protect yourself against possible animal attacks with safe, humane animal repellents. Featuring counter-assault bear deterrent and Mace brand animal repellent. Enter radio in the coupon box and you'll receive 10% off your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PEPPERspray.com. That's Pepperspray.com or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, August 19, 2008. Gold opened at $786.70. 1 ounce gold coins can be purchased for $810.59, $399.55 for half ounce, and $199.78 for quarter ounce. That's $810.59, $399.55, and $199.78.
On June 4th, 1963, an unknown presidential decree, Executive Order 11110, was signed with the authority to strip the Federal Reserve Bank of its power to lend money to the United States government and interest. With the stroke of a pen, Kennedy would have put the Fed out of business. The November assassination quieted the production of the new currency. However, the executive order still stands unrepealed. Midas has the Kennedy versus Fed document. Call 800-686-2237. Unlike your liberty, the paper is free. Call 800-686-2237. If you're interested in breaking the bondage of taxation and debt, call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Riders on the storm. Riders on the storm.
To this world we're born.
Into this house we're born.
To this world we're thrown.
Into this world we're thrown. Like a dog without a bone and actor out alone.
Think about the majesty of life when you realize how small and pathetic these New World Order people are.
There's a killer on the road.
Think about it. We are creatures living on a gorgeous planet with all these life forms, beautiful deep seas, a giant stone moon orbiting, flying through space. Just think of that image.
Oh,
man. And then none of it matters, does it? All that matters is life and goodness and decency. Of course, those lives are over for 10 French paratroopers because they've got to guard the opium. And pull up the international numbers on this. Eightfold increase as of last year's numbers. The new ones aren't out. And it grows every year. Record. Biggest ever. In the hundreds of years they've been shipping opium out of Afghanistan that is then turned into heroin, purified, concentrated. It is just pouring out. Smack. Heroin is just pouring out all over the streets of Western Europe, Eastern Europe, Asia, the United States. And I've talked to the troops that come home, but it's come out in news and it shows the images. They'll spin it and say, U.S. Marines, U.S. Army, French troops guard poppy fields from the Taliban. And you read, it's just kind of hidden right out in plain view. Kind of like Richard Grasso, head of the New York Stock Exchange in 99, in Reuters and other newspapers. He went down, had a meeting with the FARC guerrillas. They finally killed the guy. They promised they would if he didn't invest the drug money out of Colombia, the communist drug money, in the New York Stock Exchange. You know, it's legal for drug money to be invested as long as it's offshore and brought in. That's right. If they have all special rules for themselves. And Richard Grasso hugged the head of the FARC and said, invest your tens of billions a month with us or you'll be invaded. And he didn't go along with it. So U.S. troops then invaded and thousands of U.S. troops have died there. It's all just kept quiet, but talk to any of the troops that come back. Oh, it's hardcore combat every day out there. And then if a missionary tries to fly in, you know, they shoot down any small aircraft. They don't have transponders. But the U.S. aircraft take off every few minutes with cocaine on board. Just taking off. But any other little planes land or take off. Oh, gunships come in. They got mercenaries shooting everybody down. It's just fighting over that cocaine, fighting over that heroin. And then police are in the schools telling your children, channel on your parents. What's in the medicine cabinet? You ever see them roll a cigarette? Tell us about it. You'll get $200. Yeah, and mommy and daddy will be going to jail. Yeah, we gotta have secret police and spy and have checkpoints to stop the drugs. While the government openly guards the opium and ships it in and openly runs the cocaine. Now, does that mean there aren't smaller cartels and drug rings and cowboys they got to kill and hunt down and arrest? Does that mean they don't like snacks and don't bust little local cocaine dealers who are cutting in on the cops' drug dealing? Absolutely. It's a war. So, see, they need to have drugs illegal so they can monopolize it, and by making it a monopoly, it jacks up prices. It's called a business. And his daddy raised him to be a businessman. Cold, ruthless, powerful, focused. And you've got a nation, a world of just jellyfish in denial that face any tyranny, any evil, and they just deny it. No, it doesn't exist because you're scared to face it. You're concerned with your instant gratification and with protecting yourself for the moment, and so you lose the war for liberty. Because you never take the field, because you're so scared of the evil, at the back of your mind, oh, that's just crazy conspiracy, everything's fine, because it's your job as a cop. You're not dealing drugs, you're out giving tickets and getting cats out of trees or, you know, going to domestic disturbances, you got a tough job. I wouldn't want to work for $35,000 a year hanging my butt out in traffic and stumbling around writing tickets all day and dealing with drunks. But the point is, don't deny it. Don't, I mean, it's been in the Miami Herald. It's been in Esquire magazine. It's been in Reuters, you know, with a plane lands and the local sheriff's deputies have got a tip and they go grab it and it's a plane full of tons of cocaine and the guys all flash CIA badges and the FBI pulls up and tells the local cops get out of here. Or state police in Texas find an 18-wheeler with 3 tons of coke. I'm just giving you a few well-known cases. And the FBI shows up and says, that's ours. Thank you. And they're not going to stop. And they know that you're waking up to them, so they want a police state. They want a new world order. They want to lock down America, a lock down Europe, so they can keep doing it. Think about these bastards. They don't just get you hooked on drugs, illegal and legal. They push them on you. And then if they catch you using their product, they throw you in a prison where you work for 20 cents an hour for them, also displacing the rest of the public that pays to put you in there.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
David J. Smith from Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that those working for world government use the same tactics as Adolf Hitler to gain greater power in America? Hitler had the Reichstag set on fire as an excuse to declare martial law. Did you see the Twin Towers in New York go down that led to the Patriot Act, Homeland Security, Public Law 109-364 that eliminates the Posse Comitatus Act and gives George Bush the right to declare martial law for just about any reason? Is America under siege by high-ranking men in the federal government? We'd like to help you understand these things by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less. Meet online with WebEx for as little as $59 a month, about the price of a tank of gas. You can host unlimited meetings every month from your desktop. WebEx from Cisco, used by more than 7 million people every month. Give it a try, free, and qualify for a free webcam. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code REWARD. WEBEX.com. Promo code REWARD. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now.
Listen up, enemies.
No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now. We're the renegades in this atomic age.
And we're the renegades. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I want to get into more of what's happening with the Georgia-Russia situation, and you're taking some of your phone calls. Russian general says Georgia may commit false flag terrorist attacks. Big news up on PrisonPlanet.com. Okay. I said I would address some stuff only for audiences that even know what I'm talking about, because I'm not going to give attention on this international program that, you know, members of the Japanese parliament listen to, and German defense ministers, former defense ministers, Hollywood folks, people in banking, because we know what's going on. We got our heads screwed on straight. We bring the best guests. This is a very important radio show. And that is a huge responsibility that I have. And that's why I work so hard. I am constantly being attacked by the national media, alternative media. Every lie you can imagine has been invented against me, down to hundreds of videos, editing my audio online, with me saying I hate America and things like that. It is so legion, the things that are done to me, and it doesn't really bother me because it lets me know we're growing, we're affecting change, we're reaching out to more people. I know human nature, at least I think I do. I'm always amazed at just how bad it really is, always worse than I thought. But there's also always better than I thought. There's also so many great people and wonderful people and so many dedicated people with so much creativity and passion and love and honor. But I don't gossip on the telephone. I don't have time to do it. I mean, I have, frankly, I'm not even very good at the business of expanding what I'm doing here. When I have people worth hundreds of millions of dollars that call me up and want to do projects with me, and I'm so busy kind of down in the dirt doing my daily radio show, making films, I'm so focused on the task at hand, I'm so task-oriented that I'm not even good at asking people for money. They're like, I want to give you a bunch of money, and I'm like, I don't know about any strings or anything. I don't know if I could use that right away or what I'd do with that. Let me get to the next level and then maybe. And I know that's things that other people would kill for, those type of contacts. But see, people of substance, people of quality, get an instinct for who the little backstabbing, cowardly scum are. And so they don't ever really associate with a lot of the other people in the, quote, patriot movement who were in this for the wrong reason. They're in it for personal power. They're in it for grandstanding. They're in it for Vanity Fair, you know, imagining how big and great they are. And basically, pretty much everybody that I think of that you don't hear on this show, that'll give you a little tip. You don't hear somebody on the show, you can get an idea of what I know about them. They are just totally obsessed with Alex Jones, 24/7. And I'm always learning of the new evils I've supposedly committed and the new things I've supposedly done. And after you hear that and then document it from eyewitness after eyewitness, you just say, well, why do I let these people suck off of me and use my name and use me to go out and represent themselves as my bosses? You know, why am I involved in that? So I say, just get out of my life. Just get away from me. Get out of my way. Go do what you're going to do and just stay away from me. Leave me alone. And one of the worst areas in my life, because I can't ignore it completely, I can't avoid it completely, is locals here in Austin, Texas. And I mean local people kind of in the little petty hierarchy and all those that have flooded into Austin and moved into Austin, who I gave red carpet to all of them, and then every time I turned my back, a large knife would be placed squarely between my ribs. And so I just say, hey, you're ostracized. I don't want to hear from you. I don't want to see you. I don't want to be around you. I just go and don't go away, mad. Just go away. And they will not do that, folks. And they want to be in my business, in my life, doing things that you just couldn't believe to me if I told you. Just unbelievable stuff. And I ignore it. And then they invent new things to get people to feel sorry for them, people to, quote, come to them and demonize me. That I always learn about after the fact. And they demonize other good people who've been nothing but good to them. And then even when those individuals come to them and publicly say, well, that's not true, that's not even been discussed, it's like, well, we'll see. We'll see if that's the truth. You know, it's just, it's horrible. I've had people call me up and say, you better do what we say. You better play ball with us, or we're going to bring out bad things we know about you. And I just said, go ahead. There's nothing bad about me. What, has you seen me falling down drunk before? That was the little blackmail thing and one other. You know, I've made no bones about that. That I don't probably drink 8-9 months out of the year, and sometimes I end up going to a party. That's why I don't go to parties. And I end up having 4 drinks, 5 drinks, 6 drinks, 7 drinks, 10 drinks. I mean, that's the kind of unbelievably wicked stuff that I have seen, and I just sit here and I take it, and I take it, and some other guy goes out and says I'm a drug dealer on the air and says they have witnesses to make it sound real and, of course, never present them, and I have to sue them behind the scenes to make them stop doing it, and then they swear they're not going to say anything else about me ever, and they do it again, and I just turn the other cheek. I mean, this isn't a game, folks. You're not going to stop what I'm doing, and you're not going to stop the people I'm reaching out to, and you're not going to stop the work I'm doing, okay? It's just not going to happen. The government's not going to stop me. The death threats aren't going to stop me. The audits aren't going to stop me. None of it is going to stop until somebody kills me. And there are people talking about that now. Well, I'm going to beat the hell out of him. Well, I'm going to come kill you. And these are people signing their names to it because of made-up lies and crap. Let me explain something to the local peanut gallery and the local people who want to be the grand poobahs of this movement. I don't think about you until you crap on my porch, basically. Until I have to scoop up every week the latest bull you have deposited and just throw it in the trash can. Hold my nose, throw it in the trash can, feel sorry for you, and move on. Now, I'm going to tell the locals this, and I mean it. Any more slander about me, any more crap, I'm going to sue you. And you're going to lose because in a court of law, it's going to be shown you're completely full of crap. I'm not involved in your petty infighting. I'm not involved in your tiny pipe dreams. I'm not involved in your little world. Do you read me? I've got rock stars calling me up that I haven't even called back because I'm doing my little thing. I do my task. I don't care about it. I get invited to all sorts of things. I don't go. I get invited to address a parliament. I don't go. I'm not into myself. I don't frankly like doing this. I do it too much. I'm sick of it. And I sure don't care about local people. Folks, you've seen this a million times. If somebody's got the hot restaurant in town and the other restaurants down the street are pissed off because they don't have a good chef, they start claiming the other restaurant has cockroaches the size of beagles in it. And that's said about me. And I'm tired of it. You know, I told John Villarreal at Access TV that I wasn't going to let him hand it over to Time Warner and shut it down. And I had to sue them, and I had to have PIs, and I sent him to prison for stealing. And I had to show him. And I had to sue three other stalkers over the years because one of them messed with my sister. The other one came to my house. I told you, I'm not playing games with them. They had to be drawn into court. Believe me, I don't want to spend the time or spend the 20 grand doing it. I don't care what your delusions are and what your lies are and what your attention-getting crap is. Any more slander or lies about me, I am going to litigate you into the ground. Any of you. I understand you eat, drink, and sleep Alex Jones, and that's all you think about because your head is not in the right spot. And I understand it's hard for you to understand I'm not part of your life or part of what you're doing, and I don't care about what you're doing. But because I'm in Austin, I have to constantly deal with the treachery that is a million feet long. Now, you've been warned. You've been warned. Leave me alone. Let me do what I'm doing and stay out of my way. Now, I apologize to stations and affiliates and people, but I know anybody that owns a radio station knows the crap they deal with and the weirdos and the weird people, and I know anybody who's in business and life knows about these things. I will be left alone, and I will not be drawn into your... I mean, imagine, people need to invent fights with me. They need to invent their importance. They need to cry wolf and cry out for help. So I can find out how I'm attacking people when I don't even know about what they're engaged in or what they're doing, other than saying, stop representing yourself as me, stop representing yourself as my radio show. I can't even do that. I do that, and then all these lies are represented about me because people have to invent crap to sell the gullible public. The same public last week that I just mentioned on air, I said, that looks like a costume, a suit. And it came out that the Bigfoot thing is a costume. You can look at it and tell it's a costume. I mean, I'm not that smart. Why can I tell how everything works? Why do I understand things? Why do I know human nature? Why can I predict what people are going to do? I keep thinking everybody else is like me. I keep thinking everybody else really loves green fields and blue skies and happiness and camaraderie and friendship and niceness. But building people up, giving people a hand, helping other people as I've done, 9 times out of 10, they come after you, man. They try to stab you in the back. Like, I'm the emperor, and they're throwing me down off the throne. I am not the emperor of all of this stuff. Yes, am I the biggest thing in the truth movement? Am I the biggest 9/11 guy? Am I the person with the biggest websites, the biggest radio show? Yes, yes, yes. You understand what a burden that is. And I tried to work with everybody. I tried to be nice, give people red carpet. And all I got was hatred and duplicity and backstabbing out of it, and then new lies for old. Now, I don't want to get into gossip and attacks and all the rest of the crap. I will not be discussed on my show. And people are going to be asking, what the hell is Alex Jones talking about? And that's just what my enemies want, is that attention. And I'm just going to tell them again, I am going to defeat you if you mess with me. If you attack me anymore, and then lie and say I'm attacking you. Classic. They attack Russia. Say Russia attacked them. They attack Serbia. They say Serbia attacked Albania. Kosovo. I mean, this is what our culture, as above, so below. That's what the culture does. It's a culture of lying and crap. I'm sorry. I got a great mother. Just a wonderful, pure-hearted, classy. I thought growing up with people that told you what they thought and who were good and loving and honorable and who read poetry to me when I was little, and who took me to the symphony, and who took me fishing and hunting and loved me. And I didn't know how good my father was, a good, honorable man who I watched people cheat and steal from and take his goodness and turn it against him. And I didn't have any idea that my family, all of them, are honorable, good, hardworking, salt of the earth. And I never realized what a treasure I had. I never realized that most people were scum and trash. I never realized how sick and degenerate our society was and how stupid the public was, people in our own movement, to buy crap and bull. I never realized just how bad this society is. But we're people who will go out and kill our own children and then think nothing of it. Go out, get an abortion, go out to the bar that night. Hell, get pregnant again, have another abortion. Men pressuring their girlfriends to have it because they're lazy, because they don't want to get married. They don't want to have to work an extra job. They don't have to raise those children. They want to go around screwing other women instead of being a man. It's a society of lack of responsibility and a delusional society that lies to themselves and invents whatever they need to rationalize the evil and the bull that they're involved in. I'm going to tell you one more time. I got work to do, I got issues and things to take care of. But this flare up and the boils and the maggots that infest Austin that have come streaming into here. I don't care. You can run around and do what you want. Just forget I exist and do not lie about me anymore. You and your delusional camp followers. It's like a child keeps running out in the street and you go, hey, you're going to get in trouble if you do that one more time. Don't do that again. It's the same thing with some bullies got you cornered, shoving you, pushing you, going, come on, punk. Come on, punk. Come on, punk. And you just go, man, I don't want to do this. I don't want to do this. I don't want to do this. That's another some situation analogous to this. I mean, you want to jump the shark? Just realize you're not successful because of who you are. You're not successful because your spirit is wrong. You're not successful because you're in this for the wrong reasons. And it isn't me. You can't put all your problems onto somebody who doesn't care about you, doesn't think about you, and doesn't give a damn what you're doing. Just do what you want. Do it over there. I'm out of your life. Okay. Some of the other news that I have here in front of me. Russian general says Georgia, this is what this show is really all about, folks. Russian general says Georgia may commit false flag terror attacks. Deputy Chief of the Russian General Staff, Antonoli, and I'm going to pronounce this wrong, Nogovitsyn, warns that Georgia may be planning to commit false flag terror attacks by using mercenaries dressed in Russian uniforms as Russia moved to guard sensitive infrastructure against terrorist attacks. This is so serious, folks. This is what we need to be focused on. The depression that's coming, World War III that could be forming, the police state they've set up. This is life and death. In a news briefing Monday, he said, I cannot rule out that they might use mercenaries with Slavic appearance for a provocation, clad in the uniform of Russian servicemen in order to commit subversive acts both on Ossetian and Russian territory. In response to the threat, Russia has stationed troops around the hydroelectric plant viewed as a potential target in Ingory. The general, second in command, warned that Georgia may resort to subversion. Oh, false flags, screaming that someone's attacking you when you're really attacking them. We see that below as well as above, don't we? He warned that Georgia may resort to subversion in order to enhance its well-groomed image of being the victim. We see that a lot in life, don't we? Remember in high school or junior high, some girl would ask you out and you wouldn't go out with her, and next she would start telling people that you'd grabbed her butt in the parking lot? Same crap these losers do over and over again. Warning that Georgia might resort to subversion in order to enhance its well-groomed image of being the victim of a war that it started with the horrific bombardment of civilian targets in South Ossetia. Oh, we attacked you, and now you're standing up to us. Don't be a schmuck. It's like that in life, isn't it? Good people have to stand up.
Have you heard about American Free Press? American Free Press, the only national newspaper that endorsed Ron Paul for president. American Free Press, written by patriots for patriots, standing firm for our Constitution, standing firm against the New World Order, hammering the enemies of freedom, exposing the intrigues of the global elite. American Free Press hits the Bilderbergers and Trilateralists and the whole Council on Foreign Relations gang head on. Here's your chance to catch up with the news from American Free Press. Get a free subscription to our online newsletter. Just go to our website and sign up. The address is simple, AmericanFreePress.net. It's just like it sounds. American Free Press, all one word, .net. Once again, that's AmericanFreePress.net. American Free Press, the voice of the Second American Revolution.
Here I am at a gathering of friends, minding my own business, when one of our buddies, Bob, walks up to me, very concerned. He says, wow, have you seen the gasoline prices lately? And I said, oh, of course. Woo, they're high. He says, yeah. He says, what am I going to do? I've got a truck. There's no way anybody's going to buy my truck in this market. I really need the truck for my job. It uses more gas than I can afford. I've got to find a way to come up with some extra money. I got a wife with four kids at home. I don't know what to do. I said, Bob, relax. I know what to do. Call eFoodsDirect.com or go up on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. They will deliver food, really good, high-quality, nutritional, delicious food to your door now, right there in front of your house, for about half the price that you were paying for groceries last year. You can take the savings from that, offset the cost of your fuel, and use it to buy more inexpensive food to hedge against tomorrow's increasing food prices. Why don't you do that, Bob? He said, eFoodsDirect.com. I said, yep, call him at 1-800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. Do it now.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of 9/11.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now, or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Chris in Florida, Tom, Mike, Mark, Rasheed, Kevin. Your calls are coming up. Don't forget, we've got to keep our eyes on the prize. Exposing the New World Order, waking up as many people as we can, not getting into infighting. Moving forward, exposing the scientific dictatorship, the criminal architecture that is all around us. But this story is so big. I mean, we've got Gary Hart sending a letter to Iran and publishing it in the newspaper. saying the U.S. government will stage terror attacks if you don't submit to them, thinking the public's so dumb it can issue open threats. All the neocons and Joint Chiefs of Staff recordings and Rumsfeld recordings about how great another terror attack would be, the editorials they write saying that. This is after 9/11. Comes out in New Yorker magazine, top investigative journalist Cy Hirsch saying Cheney planned to attack our ships with Navy SEALs dressed up like Iranians in fake Iranian patrol boats. That's coming out. Top Russian general says Georgia may commit false flag attacks in one of the biggest publications in Russia. And in a press conference, that they have intelligence of this. See, false flag is now being exposed. Self-inflicted wounds. It's now being exposed everywhere. The top general warning that Georgia may resort to subversion in order to enhance its well-groomed image of being the victim of a war that started with horrific bombardment of civilian targets in South Ossetia on August 8 arrives amidst more examples of pro-Georgian Western media bias. Following in the footsteps of the BBC, Rupert Murdoch, Sky News, used footage of the South Ossetian capital in ruins after the Georgian assault and claimed it was the Georgian town of Gori after it was attacked by Russians. And now the international news crews have gone in, and it's not true. It's been proven to be a fraud. In reality, 70% was destroyed, whereas Gori suffered relatively little damage, according to the United Nations aid convoy. So the capital of South Ossetia was almost completely destroyed. 70% is devastating. And Gori suffered relatively little damage. The Russians went in and dismantled their military. Russia's TV channel, Zvezda, which has five camera crews working in the capital of South Ossetia, aired the same footage 2 days before on Monday, reports Pravda. Sky News showed its reports with no sound, whereas the people showed in the Russian report could be heard speaking Russian and Ossetian dialects. The crying people shown in the report were heard cursing Georgian President Shakashvili and for destruction and manslaughter. So you watch the same video and they're cursing Georgia. Hey, doesn't matter in America and England. They just play the video and say it's Russians being cursed. Works quite nicely, doesn't it? You attack somebody, then make up lies about them and say you've been attacked. Very nice tactics. After the controversy came to light yesterday, the Sky News clip was quickly pulled from the YouTube. In addition, CNN last week showed Georgian forces attacking Russian civilians in the capital of South Ossetia, the provincial capital, but then claimed it showed Russians attacking Georgians in the town of Gori. I remember Friday, 2 weeks ago, when this first broke, a week and a half ago, on 888, we were watching CNN going, it's showing Russian missile launchers. And we figured out by the next day that it was Georgian. But the point is that, I mean, I can't even grasp the level of lies. It even suckered me. I mean, it's just so amazing that they are able to do this. A 12-year-old American girl who was caught up in the brutal assault of Georgia of South Ossetia attempted to tell the truth about who the real aggressors were during a live Fox interview, but she was quickly silenced by the host. Western media coverage of the conflict has reflected a virulently pro-Georgian bias since the start of the war, once again proving that the press is not independent, but simply a mouthpiece of the same Anglo-American power structure from whom Georgia is merely another client state, a proxy. Good job, Paul Watson. Incredible article on PrisonPlanet.com. Don't forget this Matrix 9/11 tie-in that's up on JonesReport.com right now. Incredible video still up there. We'll be right back with your calls.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.